Good morning. Did you look real hard in the back to try to find red today? It was one of the colors in our dress shirts for business. It was very hard to find because usually we don't buy red. We have one usually there. This is the time that we do for the Reformation. We think of how the church itself was founded, and a little preview was given in the announcements. It said that as Luther had put up his different theses in 95, and then we looked at different aspects of the church. One is on the Lutheran church. We say that we look at what? Oh, Carol, you're going to have to help him again, I guess. What was one of the first ones? About grace. Grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. What a lovely thing for a church to be found upon. Because it's nothing that we have done. It's all done by Him. It shows you how much God loves you. And in a lot of churches today, to feel accepted or want to be able to come somewhere to worship, isn't it nice to know that God looks at you by His grace and invites you to come? There's no judgment to be made in regards to who you are, how much you have, what is your family line, or anything else. It's simply by grace that you come. By His grace, He offers time with Him. He offers you salvation to anyone who calls upon Him. It's interesting because the Jewish people at the time, when they're told that they're going to be free, that the cross, the work of the cross, will set them free, they said, "We are not no slave to anyone. We already are free." But what they didn't realize is that they weren't. In spiritual sense, everyone has sinned. There's a verse in, of course, Romans that tells us what we had, but Romans 3:23, Paul reminds us, there is no distinction since all have sinned and all do what? Come short of the glory of God. I need God's grace. Choir needs God's grace. You need God's grace. And these doors are open to the community at any time that someone might be able to come and feel God's grace. What was the next thing that he put for a church? Do you remember? Faith. Where do you put your faith? Is your faith built on Him and His righteousness? Where is your faith? It takes faith, doesn't it? To believe that God did all the work Himself. He's not asked you to do anything else. And a lot of times, if we examined ourselves, we could get to the point where we're kind of depressed and say, "I am not worthy. I'm not worthy." It's the faith that Jesus Christ completed all the work. Nothing was left for chance. Nothing was left undone. It was all fulfilled in Scripture. And by faith, you are saved. Trusting in the Word of God. Trusting in the work that He has done. And many of us, when we're talking about hardships in our life, what seems to get us through that day or that moment? It's our faith. God tells you that He loves you. Do you believe that? God wants the best for you. Do you believe that? God says He wants you to have an abundant life. You believe that? God says for those who are no fatherless, He will be the father for them. Those who are widows, He will be a husband to them. Do you believe that? Takes faith. And God doesn't look for us to have mountains and mountains of faith. He says, if you have faith as much and as tiny as a what? Mustard seed, you can move mountains. There will be times in your life that your faith will be tested. And that's just simply your natural mind is going to fight with your spiritual mind. And we want what? The spiritual mind to win, to understand that your faith in Christ will not let you down. You will be able to get through the next day, the next moment, get through that next tear, that next heartache. And it's built on the faith. And as you grow in Christ, you will become more faithful and you will see more of what He has for you. So we have grace, and it doesn't matter who we are. We have faith, who we entrust. And what was the other one? What was it, Carol? Scripture. Scripture is the what? The Word of God. Now, these three principles, we have the joy of saying that someone who formed the Lutheran faith made a premise that this are the things that we should be following as a church. Anybody got a problem with those? We can talk later. Faith, grace, and what? The Word of God. You know, you can be thankful for Luther too, because much of his time, after all this was done for the reformation of the church, the reforming of the way it was believing, was that he went ahead and started to translate Scripture. The translation of Scripture was done so that normal folks can have a Bible. Because it was in Latin, Greek, and Hebrew. Anybody do any study there? I've done some Greek before, and I've done some Latin. The Hebrew part I haven't done. But it's been a long time ago, and I don't remember that much. But what about it? Do you spend time in the Word of God? That's the way God talks with us. That's the way we get our instruction. That's the way we get our encouragement. That's where we get our study. That's where we learn the customs and the times, and we can get more enrichment out of the Bible. Did you know you can read the Bible all your life and get something new? Some books you can read and you pick up some few things, and if you read it again, you might still get those. It might be, it's not as good as it was before. But the Bible is an interesting book. When I study to give a message, it's got to speak to me. And every time, it seems to do that, and there'll be times where there's things that are new. And when you study them for yourself and you find some hidden gem, sometimes we want to share that and say, look what I found. And then we look at it and we say, I never saw that, but you're right. And we can have joy around the Scripture. The things that are important to us are grace, faith, and the Word of God. So the question we ask when we come to a reformation is, where is the church today? Where is the place that we're meeting? And the problem in the church before seemed not to change. Man got caught up in some of the spiritual side of what the church was, but then decided to add little rules and little regulations. Now we see sometimes the church blending things to have entertainment or to do other things and water down some of our faith, water down some of the Scripture so that more people would be acceptable to coming and to meeting together, have a little fun. But please, in your Christian life and in your walk, keep those things that Luther was trying to get the church to restore and reform back to, is the very basic things. We had a discussion one time in one of our Bible studies or lessons, and we mentioned that even in our day, we've seen the Bible be translated. A lot of us, when we grew up, there was the King James Version. You remember the King James? Some still like the King James because it's thee, thou, this, and they like that. We still pretty much understand the King James, and it's probably one of the only Bibles that was taken from a lot of sources that gave us a truer translation of the Bible. But some of us have difficulty with that. So now we have a lot of different translations. We have a New King James. To put it more into modern language, we have different translations. The only issue that we have to watch out for are called doctrinal issues. You know what doctrinal issues are? Those are issues that the faith cannot change. So when someone translates the scripture, make sure that when you're looking at it, certain things haven't been omitted or changed. The virgin birth. You believe in the virgin birth? When you look at your Apostles' Creed, no, let me know, but you know, you can say it. You know, that's a doctrinal thing. That doesn't change. Do you believe that the only way to receive Christ and to go to heaven is through recognizing that I'm a sinner? You believe that? That's a doctrinal thing, that we have all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God. Do you believe there's a heaven? Yeah? I hope so, because without it, you know, you're going to be miserable. We don't want that. There is a heaven. But I also want to tell you, there's a hell. Did you know that? There's a separation from God Himself in a time for those that don't accept the work that He has done. Those are called doctrinal things. So whenever translation or anything that you might have, just make sure that the doctrinal things haven't changed. They're the same. But it's always nice to be able to read the text in a way that makes you comfortable. And I think the biggest thing is that you read it. Many have Bibles, or they did when I was growing up. You walked in the house and there was a family Bible on the table or somewhere. Might even have some jewels on it for the birthstones of the kids. But then later on, as time went on, it had dust on it and didn't get open too much. Later on, we found that people who normally have a Bible, because when you were a child, how many went to Sunday school? Did you go to Sunday school? Do you know there's not many Sunday schools around anymore? Used to be when I went to Sunday school, we got a New Testament, a Gideon Bible. You remember those? They might be different colors. They're still around. When I was in the workforce, I used to get white ones for our nurses. They had white ones for them. When we were kids, you get to pick out a color sometimes, or you get a bright green one. And then if you went to Sunday school, guess what else you got? You got a star in your Bible, right? Just to see how you were doing. But everybody was given the Word of God. It was in their hand. How many of you have a Bible? Look at that. Good. Some of you even have it on the phone. Somebody reminded me that one time when I was doing a message. You know, you can pull your phone out and pull it up. Sure you can. Because now we have apps for Bibles, and we have apps that help us, commentaries that are on the internet or on your phone. The thing is, are you in the Word? And the problem in the day of Jesus and the day even of Luther is that men and women got away from the core things of their belief. Many times in business, when we look at a business and it seems like they've changed, their direction has gone, or their purpose has gone, a lot of times we go back and we look that their core founding principles have changed. One time I took a group of board members, and I took them out to a building and I said, read that plaque. Let's read it. And it was to take care of people that needed help, older folks, for the rest of their life and health care, and it was a faith-based ministry. But their board had forgot that it was there to serve others who were in need, and it was getting distracted by other things. Let me ask you to examine yourself, and I need to do it to myself. What is distracting you from our core beliefs? What is distracting you from understanding God's grace for you that you might love Him more and appreciate what He's done for you? What has it done to the point in your life where maybe in a sense you've given up and yet your faith needs to be restored, reformed, and outwardly strength of the Lord with the power of the Holy Spirit because of your faith in Christ and what He's done? And then the big question becomes to the part is, are you producing fruit from what you read and hear out of God's Word? Those three things we found our church on today are the three things that we ought to take another look at. Every time that we come and look at a Reformation period, what is it that is going to transpire us? What's going to change us? And it won't be us, but it'll be God. And if we're in tune with God on those three principles, we can only grow and be looking for that day when He calls us home. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the Reformation. We thank You for Martin Luther. We thank You for those core principles. Salvation through grace, not of anything that I have done. Faith, simple faith, to trust in You. My sins are forgiven. You love me, and You have a place for me in heaven. John wrote in the Gospel of John that you might know, not think, not guess, not hope, but know. And then, Lord, as we walk this earth in pilgrims through this land, we need instruction, we need guidance, we need encouragement, and we find that in the power of the Word of God. So help us as we look at these three main areas in our life again, in Reformation. In Jesus' precious name, amen.